Hello, hello, hello. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones. Welcome to another episode of the Christopher Terrence Jones Show. You know what time it is. You know what to do right now. Share this podcast. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell a friend. Tell the world, as a matter of fact. And you know y'all been slipping. Make sure when you're on Apple, you rate this a 5 podcast. Give me a 5. Get that rating out there. We are back. It is a new year. Oh my God, it's a new season. It's a new day. So many things are going on. Thank you guys for supporting and following me. You guys are amazing. I currently have my beverage of choice. I'm drinking a good old cold Pepsi to start this show. So, let's just dive right in. We're going to talk about some things that have happened. The other night, the Emmys came on, y'all. Did y'all watch the Emmys? 2024. Let me tell y'all, I was so juiced about some things that happened in the show. The biggest thing for me, because I grew up in this era, I'm from that show, was, what's up? We got to see Martin and the cast reunite on the Emmys stage. And if you did not see that clip, please go ahead and check out that clip on YouTube. Check it out. I love the fact Tisha Campbell, Tashina Arnold, Carl Anthony Payne, and Martin Lawrence. They were there. And it was, the stage was their set from their show. And I guess I really had just truly forgotten. Or maybe I didn't know this. But y'all, Martin was one of the most iconic shows that opened the doors for so many other television shows to come behind it and do something similar and take it on to the next level. But here's this. We're still watching Martin. It's in syndication, y'all. To have never been nominated for an Emmy is crazy. But we know what world we live in. And I want to say this was this... what Emmys was this? It's so crazy. The 24th... I should have known that. But how, after all these years... I shouldn't even get into that. You know what? I'm not going to get to it. Let's just keep celebrating Martin. Let's keep celebrating Martin. But I will say this, that they gave this amazing dig to the enemies, to the Emmys, that you guys never nominated us, never gave us an award, and shows that come on now that don't even make it. They did over 100 episodes, which took them into syndication. There are shows that don't even make that, and they get nominated for an Emmy for some crazy foolishness. The comedy on Martin was beyond crazy, y'all. Was beyond crazy. So, I know most of you have seen Martin, so I shouldn't have to tell you to go out and see it. Oh, so get this. 74. This was the 74th Emmy, if I'm looking at this correct. So next year will be the big year. The first time was January 25th, 1949. That was 74 years ago. So next year will be an iconic year for them. But we shouldn't have to be doing the same stuff. But kudos for them to bring in Martin to the stage. It was good to see all, you know, I love Tashina Arnold. Do y'all know her and Tisha Campbell consistently come out on shows that are on major networks? Some of y'all may not understand that when I say they come out on shows that are on major networks. Because most people, they go to Hulu, they go to Netflix, they go to these other little small cable channels or streaming services that most people, you have to buy. So your monthly income that you're getting to save and to pay regular bills, every month there's a new streaming service. $5.99, $6.99, $4.99. And that's where most of the shows, like one of the shows that won, nah, I won't say won, that's the wrong word I want to say. One of the actresses who won for, who won an Emmy, that was a person of color. I never even heard of this show, but it's on Hulu. And the show is called The Bear. And y'all know I jack people's names up. So let's just talk about, I want to congratulate this young lady. I have never seen the show. Never heard of it. So I'm so clueless. So behind the time. But let's start here. First, before I congratulate her, let's congratulate the show. Because the show won for Outstanding Comedy Series. And it's called The Bear. You can see it on Hulu, which is a streaming service for those of you that don't know. But her name, I'm just going to say her name is Ayo. She won for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. Kudos to her. Kudos to her. But there were two that really just stood out with me. That just really just got me. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, which has been over 40 years. Quintana, I jack up your name, you know. The creator of Abbott Elementary, she won. I'm so proud of her. Y'all, that is just like freaking amazing to me. I was like, yes, she deserved this win because we all love Abbott Elementary. But we go on. And the other one, it brought me to tears. I'm telling you, I've watched this clip so many times. And it just gets no better. It just keeps me, every time I see it, I start crying. Niecy Nash, y'all. Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash Betts. She won Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Limited or anthology series or movie for John Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. And when she got up to give her speech, let me tell y'all, tears, that's all I could do. She looked amazing. Let's start there. Fabulous. Let's just start there. Fabulous. And you know, she had to push them boobs up because they sit right there. And as she was trying to get herself come up, she has the body. You know, she gives these little young girls a run for their money because that's natural body. That ain't injection. That ain't none of that. It's all natural. Just love it. I love Niecy Nash. I'm telling y'all, love her, love her, love her. But Dahmer was a serial killer. And she was the person that Ryan Murphy picked to just do this amazing, amazing series. And, of course, limited. Y'all know that's like the new thing now. We get these limited stories where 8 episodes, 6 episodes, and then it's done. So you got to get it all in there real quick, fast, and in a hurry. And be like, yeah, I saw it. But she talked about, she thanked herself because believing in herself is what got her there when the naysayers, when they wasn't there. And she thanked her beautiful wife, saying, "You were there to pick me up when the work gutted me." People really just don't understand all that it goes into doing a show, doing a production, doing something. It drains you. Y'all know, you guys have heard Fantasia say she didn't even want to do The Color Purple again, because when she did the other one, it took everything she had. It was hard. So imagine, Color Purple is a fictional piece of work. Niecy Nash Betts did a true story about a serial killer who killed young men. I could not watch that. I watched some clips of it, but I just couldn't watch it because that was just too much. I remember when this was going on and everything. It was too much. So I was like, there's no way I would want to watch that. But I had to watch certain clips because I wanted her to get her props, because she is an amazing actress. So, saw that. Now, going on down, congratulations. Outstanding reality competition program went to RuPaul's Drag Race. Kudos to T.S. Madison, because she is a judge there. And y'all know I love T.S. Madison. Congratulations. Going on down, I was really sad when he left the show, but he did win an Emmy. Outstanding Variety Talk Series, The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Congratulations. Some other shows that I didn't know anything about. Outstanding Writing for a Drama Series went to Jesse Armstrong for Succession. Y'all know I love Succession. That is the bomb. Freaking bomb. I love Succession. That's just, woo, amazing show. And Outstanding Variety Special for Live went to Elton John Live. Farewell from Dodger Stadium. And then we get on down to them big ones, them big, big, big awards. Oh, wait. Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series. Succession, Kieran Culkin. I think that's Macaulay Culkin's brother. I don't know. Yeah, I think the face looks familiar to me. I don't be knowing. Y'all know. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series, which is Sarah Sook for Succession. But Outstanding Drama Series goes to Succession. Yes, baby. Amazing. Freaking amazing. I love Succession. So I'm glad that they walked away with some great awards. Kudos to everybody. Everybody who won. You guys are all deserving, because it takes a lot to put together a show and to get people to follow the show and be a part of the show and be ecstatic about the show. And it takes some amazing writers, some amazing producers, set directors, set designs. There's so many things that play a part to making a show an amazing thing. So, kudos to y'all. Y'all, Money Heist. Let's talk about Money Heist. Yes. Money Heist. If y'all did not see this series, you need to go back and watch this Netflix series. It was freaking amazing. I loved it. It was broke down into all these different parts, and I fell in love with the show. And it started where they were robbing this mint, this bank, and that was just it. But let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. The new Money Heist Berlin is out. Oh! I started watching it yesterday. I am hooked. I have two, you hear me when I say, two episodes left to watch. Because, of course, I binge watched it. I just sit there and went in. So I have two more episodes to watch, and I am going to be done. The first Money Heist came out in 2017, I believe. You want to go see that. The Professor, oh my God, it's an amazing show. So you get out and check that out, and then see Berlin. Berlin has been released. Oh my God, just an amazing show. An amazing show. The way the writers craft the story. And you're sitting on the edge of your seat because one storyline is going this way, another storyline is going that way, another one's going this way, and then they're all colliding. All these different ways, they're all colliding together. And this team of writers and producers that created Money Heist, you guys are the bomb. I ain't even gonna lie. You guys are the freaking bomb. I have been hooked since I first saw this show. And that's all I can say. It's just amazing. Amazing. And I really wish the first Money Heist could have went a little longer. Because, you know, I wanted more. Gimme. And then here we come up with Berlin. So Berlin is the prequel to Money Heist. So get in. I wonder why they weren't nominated for an Emmy. That's an interesting question. Maybe because it's not an American movie. I don't know. But kudos to them. I'm also going to go and watch The Bear because I want to see this show that this young lady is on that is there. I already watched Abbott Elementary, so that's one of my shows. I'm in that. But boom. So, if you haven't done that, put Money Heist in your collection of stuff that you are going to watch. Amazing. If you don't have Hulu, get Hulu. But they tell me there is a thing called the box. I think that's what it's called. The box will get you everything. For those of y'all that want to pay for that, you pay that one-time fee, and that bad boy will give you everything that you want. That's what they say. So go on over and check that out. Get it. Whew. So, y'all, politics. Once again, your weird boy, they continue to keep his name out there. That old crazy Trump won Iowa. I still don't understand. But y'all gotta go vote. We don't want to have another ever again have anything like Trump in office. He was the worst of 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 the worst. I can't make this up. You cannot make it up. It's ridiculous. So, there's that. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will come right on back to you with some more amazing things that are going on, because I need a little water. I'm a little parched right now. So, I'll be back in a hot second. And I'm back. So, check this out. I love Janet Jackson, y'all. And I always be truthful with you guys. So we all know for years I was a school bus driver. Still am a school bus driver, but now I'm a state certified instructor. And unless you're in the school bus industry, most people don't know that we really have never made money. So you did the job because you love the job. And when I say, when I started this thing 36 years ago, this will be 37 this year. When I started, it was $4.25 an hour driving the bus, transporting people up and down the highways and the byways. So at $4.25 an hour, by the time you paid your rent, your car note, PG&E, and I started before we had, you know, we really had cell phones. So we had pagers then. We had PageNet. So started back then and was doing that. There was no room for luxuries. And going to a concert that was $75, $100 was just unheard of. Ticket prices, of course, were lower then. You could go to a good concert for $25. I remember going to the warehouse, buying tickets. I saw Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play. I mean, all that I could afford. But when you started talking about Janet Jackson, she was charging just a little bit more than everybody else. And as a school bus driver, we just didn't have room for any luxuries. Because we really lived paycheck to paycheck. And when I started in this thing, you were based seniority. And you got the scrapes of the trips. Whatever came last went to you. So you did whatever came up as last. And it mattered how many people were above you. So you would do that. And I was making it just enough to get by. Just living a basic life. Well, I've said all that to say, Janet Jackson is coming, y'all. And financially, I actually can afford to buy tickets in the good seats now. So I tell y'all, I get emotional all the time. And I was just looking at the tickets, and it's $250 for one ticket down on the floor in a good seat. So it cost me $500 to take me and somebody, because you can't go to a concert by yourself. Well, some people do. I wouldn't want to go by myself. So for... this will be my first time ever seeing Janet. So my goal is when the tickets go on sale next week, I am going to purchase some tickets so that I can go see Janet Jackson for the first time. I'll tell y'all who I really, really, truly wanted to see. And I didn't get to see. Tina Turner was somebody that I really wanted to see. But it wasn't in the cards. Financially, it just was not in the cards. Just like travel. Now, when I was younger, my dad worked with airlines, so I flew free. But I was young. Who knew that going out of the country was the thing to do? I was young. 16, 15, 14, flying. So if I could have them privileges now, Lord help me. I'd be gone all the time. I'd be on a plane. Every time y'all look up, you would not see me. I would be gone. That's why I have so many trips coming up. But I'm juiced and I'm grateful to God, because it's never about anything that I've done, because the path and the journey that I'm on is the one that He created for me. I didn't do nothing but just be here. And everything has a time and place. Everything has a time and place. It's been a long journey getting here. And as I look at how my finances have changed, it blows my mind all the time. So I will tell you guys about Janet Jackson. I'm so juiced. This will be my first time. And hopefully I can find me some good seats when this goes on sale. She's going to be here in San Francisco at the Chase Center June 12th. Of course, a weeknight, baby, a weeknight when you're supposed to be at work. But she is doing her Together Again tour. And it's the celebration of her 50th anniversary in entertainment. And it's going to honor the milestone for three of her most critically acclaimed albums, recognizing 25 years of The Velvet Rope, 30 years of Janet, and 35 years of Rhythm Nation. And y'all, she got a special guest that's going to be there. Ladies, this is for y'all, because his body is just all of that in a bag of chips. Nelly. Nelly is going to be the opening act. So I am like, yeah, let's do this. So thank you, Janet. Thank you, God, for the timing that I will be able to make this work. Make this work, 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 work. Hey, I'm juiced about that. Y'all know I love wine. I love good festivals. So I'm heading to Southern California because the Craft Spirits Festival and my wine festivals refuse to come back to the Bay Area. I don't understand what is going on. So Uncorked is an event that I've been going to for years, and it's usually been at the Metreon in San Francisco. It's one venue, and you pay one price once you go in. It's unlimited drinking. You heard me say that right. Unlimited drinking. You go in, and there's about 100, maybe more, different tables of vintners, and you just get to sample wine all for one price. So I'm going to Southern California for this event because I enjoy this event and I don't want to miss it. But this time I get to experience it with my best friend, Lamont, who lives in Southern California. So I'll be able to experience it with him. And of course, have a great weekend in LA. Y'all know I love LA. And y'all know my goal is to get there and live there, work there, strive and all that. But I'm juiced about that. So that's what's on there, the air for that. But I also want to give a shout out, and I'm going to talk to her. My friend that I've known for years and years and many, 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 many years, Leilani Bush, or Chef Leilani, as you guys know her, has a new venture. And it is Vin in Noir, which is a wine bar in Napa. She is the first Black and Asian woman-owned wine tasting room in downtown Napa. 1001 Camus Street, Napa, California. To get your bearings straight, she's right around the corner from Housley, which is on Clinton Street. So if you go to Housley, you have to go around the corner to Vin in Noir. Brought to you by Chef Leilani. So she opened right after Thanksgiving, and I went because I have to support my girl. Amazing experience. If you go over to my wine page, you'll see I put some, I guess I should put some stuff up since I'm talking about it. I'll put up a couple of pictures. Amazing reds. Amazing. I can't even begin to tell you. We know that I love a big bold cab. I love the fruit forward. I love the lay on top of my palate. Give me the warm and fuzzy feeling of a red wine. And I don't want a aftertaste. I don't want a eat. I don't want a lot of tannins. I want it to be smooth and velvety. And she is putting together tasting selections that flow so perfectly. Oh my God, when I say so perfectly, not only reds, you for you white drinkers, y'all can get some whites, but her champagne collection is ridiculous. You hear me when I say ridiculous? The ones that go together are so freaking amazing. But I want to tell you about, there is a black vintner that she is pouring in there. And I'm telling you, I was so freaking in love. So freaking in love with the wine. And it's the Shepherd Collection. For you, those of you who drink rosés, he's got a rosé. But I am a cab. Big bowl cab. He has that. You can get his wines when you go in there. His grapes are grown in Paso Robles. So, down there in the central area towards Southern California, for those of you that don't know where that is, she only pours women and minority vintners. Perfect place to go to a tasting room. And let me tell you, because I told you she's a chef, so she's a celebrity chef. When I tell you can put together a cheese board that will make you slap somebody, and not one cheese board will look the same. They're all going to be different. So go in there and get yourself a cheese plate on that board. And I promise you, you are going to love it. You will not be let down. Slide on through to Vinny Noir and support the first black and Asian owned wine bar. Ain't that crazy? It's funny that we in 2023 and we're still saying first. Everything is still a first. Why are we still saying first? I just don't even understand why we have to do that. We shouldn't even be saying first no more. We should be saying, oh, okay. Just the way that it is. And I'm so proud of her. I promise you. I'm so proud of her. Because in Oakland, she had a restaurant, Magnolia Street Wine Lounge and Kitchen. And now she has Vin & Noir by Chef Leilani. So, 1001 Camus. Real easy to find. Camus. Y'all hear me? And let me spell that for you, for those of you that don't know how to sound it out. Camus is spelled C-A-Y-M-U-S. And that street, that is in Napa, California, 94559. You will see the post on my page. Make sure you check out the post. And I'm going to get to talk to her and make sure that I have her come on the show so that you guys can get to meet her and know Leilani. She's going to kill me because y'all know, I think I called her Bush. That's how long I've known her. But her last name now is Bao. But y'all know I jack up names. So that's probably why that happened. So if I did do it, y'all, shoot it later. I ain't going to be able to edit it out. I'm just going to save myself now. Save myself right now. But I want you to make sure that you go over. She also has a brunch coming up. And let me just tell you what she got coming up. I want to make sure I give her a real shout out. On February 25th, brunch on Sundays. It's going to be a Shepherd Collection experience. So her and the vintner, the amazing vintner, the Shepherd Collection, which I told you was the amazing, amazing wine. Amazing wine. They're going to be doing a brunch together. And you can go to the Shepherd, S-H-E-P-A-R-D, Collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, on Instagram. Click the link tree and you can purchase your tickets there. It is going to be amazing. And guess what? You're going to get to see your boy. Because I will be there, of course, in the building. Yes, I will. Supporting. That's what we do. We support others out there. And if you on Instagram and you go over to Vin N Noir, V-I-N underscore E-N underscore N-O-I-R Napa, you will come across that. Make sure you follow. Look, you guys, bring your friends. Bring your friends and come and support. The other thing that's going to be happening there, Derek Bell, who is a Bay Area artist, is going to be there on February 17th. Look, I'm giving all these details. I got a shout out. You know, I'm supporting my own. You guys come out. That's going to be a great event. You'll see me there. I will be there for that as well. So, that's that for that. So, get out, support. Make sure I want to get that in. Kudos to everybody that's out in the world doing something right now. You guys are amazing. You're just rock stars. So, I'm so proud of everybody. Get out. Drink wine. It'll make everything better, I promise you. Drinking wine will make you be at peace. I promise you, it will make you be at peace. Life will be grand. Y'all saw I was over at Housley because the other day I did the black wine tasting experience, which you are going to see. I was testing it out. It's going to be on ChristopherTerrenceJones.com because I am the wine guy and I do wine tours. I'm going to do a tour with nothing but black wineries. So when you're coming from other states and you want to take your good Judy's and do a wine tasting, I'm the one you hit up. Go to ChristopherTerrenceJones.com, sign up for my mailing list, and email me. I can set up your tour, the whole thing. I will pick you guys up and we will get this done. Boom, boom, boom. And I promise you, you will have an amazing time. But I was at Housley, which you guys know is Tamara and Adam. Let me tell you, they have a new wine, a 2021 Casablanca, a tasting white wine. I don't drink white wines, y'all. Y'all know I'm a red. I am red, 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 red. Let me tell you that. This perfectly priced, for those of you, because y'all know Napa Valley is $50, $60, $70, $80, $90 for a bottle. That's my normal range. But there is a white tasting table wine, $21. Going in there, it is just something cute. You have that with some good little, just pair with some fish. Have you some nice little fish with that? Nice little salmon. Oh my God. Or if you just want to have some, just you want to drink some popcorn, go on and get you some popcorn. You know, that works too. But that's over at Housley. And I would be amiss if I didn't say, when you come to California, take yourself down to Paso Robles, which is a wine country in itself in the Bay Area. We have all these little areas with some great wineries. Down there, we have Indigenous Cellars, which is owned by Raymond, an African-American man. Amazing wines. I promise you, Paso Robles has some great wines. If y'all don't know it, that's where T.O., Terrell Owens, if I'm correct, that's where his wines come out of. And I want to say, our other guy, that's where his grapes come from as well. The basketball player, Jesus, I can't even remember his name right now. Y'all, charge it to my head, charge it to my old age here, but I can't even think about who that is. So, there's the wine stuff. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. So right now, there is a story that TMZ has broken about a black girl who was a barista at one of the coffee places inside the Atlanta airport. And we see the video, we come into the video, and all we hear her saying is, "Please give me my stuff." And of course, you know that every time you watch a video, there's a clip that's always missing. So I saw this clip, and the first clip I saw of it, everything wasn't there. And it's still all the way not there. But what's really annoying to me about this clip is that the guy who obviously works there is a white man. And then there's a black man trying to stop the girl from getting her stuff. And all you hear her saying is, "Give me my stuff." She was fired. And all she's asking for is her stuff. The black man lets this white man slam this girl to the ground. She has said 10 damn times, "All I want is my stuff. All I want is my stuff." And she goes, and eventually she gets across the counter to get her stuff, and you see her with a purse and a jacket, and then she walks out. This whole video basically could have been avoided. This whole situation could have been avoided. But what's frustrating to me is that there were other black people there, and you let this man throw this girl to the ground. I don't care if she did everything under the sun. You have no right to hold anybody's stuff. It's her purse. It's her jacket. Give her her stuff. And for the black man that put his hands, you better hope and pray she ain't got no brothers, because your face is all over. Because if I was her brother, I would be coming after you for you letting this white man body slam her to the ground, which he had no right. And when you're hearing in the beginning of the initial part of the video, she's saying, "Just give me my stuff." And he says, "I'll get you your effing stuff." Well, if that's the case, why don't you just have the other people behind the damn counter hand her stuff? All of this could have been avoided. And she could have been on out the door. And this is what I'm saying. We make situations so much harder than they really have to be. So much harder. And as soon as she got her jacket and her purse, she went out the door. So let me tell you something. Let's look at it this way. So you get fired, which makes for the worst day of your life. And now you can't leave the job because your car keys is in your purse. Your house keys is in your purse. But they don't want to give it to you. So make that make sense on why I am going to leave and just be so, "Okay, I'm out. Bye. Thank you all for coming." Really? Come on. That don't even make logical sense, people. You have my car keys. You have my purse. You have my ID. You have my money. Where the hell can I go? Now, then you go on through the thing, and when they're trying to get her from behind the counter, the white man, somebody's calling the police. Somebody's calling. You put yourself in this situation, sir. So if her family comes and retaliates, Because now you have this, the internet has seen this. You are breaking the internet. Don't be mad. Because you could have solved this the easy way. Just give somebody their damn stuff. And I'm not saying violence. I am not saying violence is the way. But all you had to do was give the girl her damn stuff. And we wouldn't even be in this situation. You created such a bigger situation than what needed to be. And I'm always read the comments, because you go into the comments and there's always somebody who has something stupid to say. And it's always the people who got four followers on social media. And y'all just internet bullies, internet thugs. And here we go. She deserved everything she got. You think it's all right for a man to throw a woman to the ground? She deserves that? What warped? Is that what you saw? Your dad beating your mother? And so you felt that that's all right? Because it's what you grew up with and you're accustomed to? Because no man should be putting his hands on any woman. Ever. Even if you're trying to defend yourself, you have to learn how to walk away. Because see, here's the perfect thing. Y'all all saw Jonathan Majors. The video that just came out shows he was trying to get away. But he still got sentenced to jail. Still lost his whole career, his whole life is over. Because of a situation, bad choice for who you're dating. But that's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. All this man had to do was give her purse, give her coat. She would have been on her merry little way. And like I say, people get in the comments and she deserved everything she got. I would have slapped her. Boom, boom, boom. And then here go the white woman. So we're going to ignore the fact she slapped the guy in the green. Listen, lady. When someone puts their hands on you, that gives you free rein to hit them. To protect yourself. White woman, you sound stupid. Even saying this in the comments. She was trying to defend herself. This man had put his hands on her. So the man in the green, like I told you, is a black guy. When you guys watch the video, he put his hands on her. If anybody in there, all they had to say is give her stuff. Give her stuff and we can mosey on out this damn door and be done. But it's always you idiots on here who got something to say, just bullying the situation and saying that y'all always right when you don't know. Common sense is you don't put your hands on other people. That's what you don't do. That's life 101. That's all it is. Life 101. And keep it moving. It's sad we still in this phase where we're seeing this stuff happen. Okay, moving on. Hot news, you guys that watched that Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious announced that she was going to be the new third host. But oops. I don't think that was actually true, because Charlamagne the God said she's out doing this. She has a podcast on such and such network. She's a comedian, blah, 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 blah. When TMZ stopped him, and he's like, basically, there is no Jess Hilarious. But y'all saw she made an announcement and said she was going there. So that's a story that is continuing to evolve. And we're going to see what's going to happen with that. Because, baby, that's a hot topic right there right now. I don't know what happened there. I thought she was going on to the show. Y'all know, not really a fan of hers. Not really a fan. But I thought she was going on to the show and was going to be there. But I guess not. Now, hot story. Everybody loves Keith Lee. He is the most, the internet has dubbed him the most famous food critic right now. And if you don't know who Keith Lee is, he's a former MMA fighter who is now a food critic and has over 15 million followers on TikTok. 15 million followers on TikTok. That is more than quite a few of your celebrities, big name celebrities, have that they follow. So he has a large audience. And so he goes out and he supports the mom and pop restaurants that don't get all of the marketing. And basically what happens is if he comes to your location, you basically have been Keith Lee'd. Basically, you've been lead up. When they leave their most places, they see a rise in their business. So, he announced to his 15 million plus followers that he was doing the Bay Area tour and that he was coming here. So, when he decided to come here, and trust me, he's done research before he came here and all of that stuff. So, he was looking for restaurants to go to and he went to the small restaurants. People, if your restaurant is jam-packed and the people are outside the door, why do you need somebody to market for you? If your reservations take 2 and 3 months to get on the list or get in, why do you need people to come to you and market for you? It's the people who don't get that type of advertising, who don't have a funding budget to cover all of the marketing, Instagram, and all those social media ads and all of that. So, his first review of 2024 was going to be the Bay Area. He came here, and as he was coming here to this Bay Area, so many people sent him messages about how bad it was here, how unsafe it was, how this is really like Gotham City, which is a bad reference, which means it's not safe. And this is what people told him. This is not what he said. But when you look at these news reports, they have spun the story to say that he said it. And he didn't say it. If you watch his video, he tells you clearly that other people have said this. And I was in the car with one of my good friends who said, no, he said that. And I was like, watch the video again. Don't talk. Stop. Listen. And when she went through, oh my God. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what happened. So you can't go by what somebody else says. Go off of what he says. Now, his main critiques, he said that this was the first time that he had 6 negative critiques where he had nothing good to say. 6. That's a lot. Now, mind you me, he and his family travel. He pays for all of this out of his pocket. So, boom, boom, boom. It's on him. You can't dictate to where he should go when you ain't paying. If you want him to come to your place, why don't you send him a ticket? And he travels with his family. So send all of them a ticket. Hotel, transportation, airfare, all of that. Good stuff. And do that. And then maybe he can come to your location. But he was not satisfied with the Bay Area because, it's like I said, it's the first time he had 6 negative reviews. And listen, most of our cities in this Bay Area, the homelessness is out of control. It's out of control. If you're just in the city of Oakland, we just gave Mayor Shang Tao a raise. She doesn't even have a police chief. Just the other day, a police officer got shot and killed while on duty. Mayor Shang Tao came in here and fired, you heard me say it, the police chief, LaRon Armstrong. An independent study, which means it had nothing to do with her, it had nothing to do with him, it was independent people, came back and found that he did no harm, which now he has the ability to sue because all he wanted was his job back. And this idiot mayor will not give him his job back. When you're in downtown Oakland, no place is safe. You can't leave nothing in your car because they're going to bust your windows just to be busting because there's no police. You can't find a police officer. Where they at? They're nowhere to be found. You're looking for a police officer and you don't even see them. Nobody wants to apply, allegedly, is what they say. And then the homeless population is beyond crazy. So, you want me to come to a restaurant, spend $200-$300 on some food, and then I gotta go out to a busted window, walk past the homeless people to get to my busted window on my car now, which could cost me $300-$400 to get fixed. Let's not talk about if my insurance is gonna go up. What am I coming here for? Now, I've said this all along, and people get mad when I say this. A lot of our restaurants in this Bay Area, the quality of the food is not the best. I really promise you, it's not the best. People go, oh, this food is so good, and I'll go and try it. And I'm like, ugh. Nope, that's not good to me. And no, I'm not paying for that. No, that's not worthy of it. I'm not just going to give you this price consistently on a over and over again because you say it's oh so, so, so good. And who's to say that I'm going to agree with the places that he did pick and say had good food? Now, he said the Bay Area really wasn't, this wasn't a good time for tourists to be here. And it's the truth. It is the honest to God truth. People got in the comments, especially the white women, and got all in their feelings and did not listen to what this man has said. And started taking jabs at him. Who is he? Fool, you got 400 followers. He got 15 million. Don't worry about who he is. Get to know who he is. Get to know his character. And then you could have something to say. Now, Here's the other thing that happened to him. Facts. He is allergic to shellfish. He went to a location, which he did not name, and said that he's allergic to shellfish. Do you cook your food separate? And they said they would clean the grill for him and separate the food. That did not happen because as soon as he bit into the shellfish, he immediately had an allergic reaction. Immediately, which caused him to end up in the hospital. This has not happened on any of his tours in any other places that he has been. Now, if I'm telling you, he said there were 6 videos that he could not give a response on because they were all bad. Let me tell you about your Bay Area restaurants. A lot of you have the nastiest waiters and waitresses. Customer service is horrible. I say it all the time. I'm trying to figure out why you want me to tip your rude staff. Or why you want me to tip when it takes you 2 hours to bring me my food. Unheard of. And then you're always trying to skip. You go to a restaurant now and drinks now are one price. Some places. One price. So you give that one and now you got to pay for the next one. Now you got to pay for the next one. And you're charging these astronomical fees. Make it make sense. So if somebody comes here and their experience is not what you think it should be, and they tell the truth, now you're mad at him. And now you just want to drag him through the mud. For no reason. All he said, I don't believe the Bay is a place for tourists right now. The people of the Bay are just focused on surviving. True. If I come to Oakland, I'm just praying that I can make it out of Oakland without my windows being busted. If I try a new restaurant, I'm praying the food is decent. I'm not even gonna say good. I just want it to be decent because most of the time we can't even get decent. I've thrown away food and sometimes I just rather would come home and cook. Or here's the sad facts. Sad facts. I tell people I'm trailer park trash now, if that's what you wanna call me. But the gas station, y'all gonna think I'm wrong with this. The gas station has better chicken than some of these restaurants. Do you hear me when I say that? That's a sad thing to say. That you can go to a gas station and get better chicken. And y'all know I'm talking about crispy, crunchy chicken. That is some amazing chicken when it's hot. But now when it's cold, it ain't the business. But you gotta catch it when it's hot. Just like McDonald's fries. When McDonald's fries are hot and you put some salt on there, they are the freaking bomb. Oh my God. They are the bomb. But when you catch them cold, they ain't the business. But I watch a lot of these people, these Bay Area food critics, go to these places and I try them. I do. I actually get out and try them. You can see my Google stuff. I don't Yelp as much as I should, but I go to a lot more restaurants than most of these people who really do this because I run a social group. So I'm out. I do brunch every month at a different location. I'm out trying out new spots. And a lot of times the food is just all that. There's a place in Walnut Creek that everybody talked about was just so amazing. The brunch and the bottomless mimosas is so wonderful. You guys put them pictures together. Y'all made them pictures look so amazing. And I took my people there. And I didn't enjoy the food at all. It was a total, total letdown for me. Customer service wise, parking wise, because it was right there in that little Walnut Creek strip where all the little restaurants and shops were. So now you're parking on a meter. And you're just spending all this money and you still end up with nasty food. Or you find a restaurant, you really like it, the food is good, but now their prices is so damn ridiculous, you just can't even consistently go there. Especially if you live your life on a budget. Because now, I usually spend my, for me, my average to eat when I go to eat out, be it lunch, and that's lunch or breakfast, is $50 just for me. You go sit down. Everything is a la carte. I don't want to go to a restaurant and have a la carte. What the hell is the point of that? Celebrity opened a restaurant here, and everything is a la carte. Went there. The food was mediocre. The service was mediocre. The parking was horrible in downtown San Francisco. And then I get in here and everything is a la carte. So I got to pay to build a damn dinner at a restaurant. I might as well go to a fast food stop. Make it make sense. Make this make sense that you feel that it's all right to do a la carte at a restaurant where you're supposed to be serving me a meal. If I'm sitting down, I want a full meal. If I'm at home, I'll eat one or thing two by myself because that's what I choose to do. But even when I'm at home, I sit down and cook a full meal with a good portion. These restaurants give you a scoop of something and send you out the door. They find the littlest cups for your sides, and they give that to you and send you out the door, but want to charge you $35 for a plate of food that is really didn't even cost that much to make. All the ingredients for this recipe didn't even cost you $35, but you're charging me that. I'm not mad at Keith Lee. And I'm never going to be mad at somebody who on their own platform gives their opinion. If you don't like his opinion, you don't have to follow him. You ain't got to say nothing. He not going to lose no sleep if you don't follow him and you don't agree with him. Because everybody's different. Everybody is separate. Oakland, San Francisco, Bay Area is horrible right now. Homeless encampments are everywhere. Everywhere. You don't feel safe everywhere. So don't be mad when somebody comes into the city and they have a situation happen. It's his truth, not yours, not anybody else's, his truth, and he told it. If you don't like it, Oh, well, he had a negative experience while he was here. So let me say this, and I'm going to end, I'm going to take my cell phone out of here. People are going to get mad at me, especially you folks that live there. I'm not an Atlanta fan. I've been there a few times. I'm just not a fan. Have not been a fan of Atlanta. And it's my opinion. You don't have to like it. It's my opinion. It's country. It's very country bumpkin. Ooh, Lord, I'm not trying to offend nobody. That's just where I felt about it. And everyone said, oh, yeah, it's all these folks here. A bunch of folks with money and no class. It's still country. Just because you got money doesn't mean you get class or you have good taste. It's country to me. That's just my feeling, my opinion. You don't have to like it. Because if you don't like it, you just move on. Everybody is not going to agree. I don't agree that the city should have gave Mayor Shang Tao a raise. A raise for what? What have you done? The city is not safe. Now, and if it can't get no better, she's trying to change this into a dictatorship. She is a baby Trump, and y'all didn't see that coming. So all of a sudden now, she wants to take the ability from the commission, the people who pick the mayor and give their recommendations. They interview, they do this whole process. She wants to take that out of their hands and put it solely on the fate of the mayor. So, Mayor Shang Tao. Every 2023 Google review of this Oakland gas station, which is the Shell station near the airport, appears to be a favorite of thieves because they prey on out-of-towners, taking their rental cars back with their luggage and their valuables in the car, and they rob them. Listen to this. This is a review. This is Google. You can go read this for yourself. Do not go to this gas station. I was robbed in broad daylight with plenty of eyewitnesses. Gas station employee was not helpful and did not seem surprised. Thieves opened the driver's door and grabbed my backpack within 15 seconds of arriving. Then returned when I was inside reporting the incident to smash the window and grab an empty bag. Avoid this place. Like other reviewers, I was robbed here. I stopped to refill my rental car on my way back to Oakland Airport. It was late morning and the station was busy. Nevertheless, I locked the car for security when I got out to pump gas. I had just put my card in the pump when I heard glass shatter behind me. It was so loud, I thought the dark SUV next to my car had hit me. But no, they smashed the driver's side window and reached across to take my bag from the passenger seat and quickly drove away. The manager of the gas station was completely unhelpful and even tried to say it was my fault for being robbed. As others mentioned, I believe the staff here has to be a party to the ongoing crime spree. Shout out to the nice other customers that tried to help. I was left to drive a car with the driver's seat covered in glass. So let me tell you something. I read this. This is the Shell gas station in Oakland. These are people's honest reviews. Shang Tao, why you ain't went over there to try to resolve this situation? Because how are we going to want tourists to come here and they so scared that they could get robbed? Where are the cops at? Why is that an area that's not being targeted as a high area for robbery. Remember, y'all, if you lived in Oakland, the In-N-Out is in this area, too. There's a gas station there where people go to. Boom, boom, boom. Smash and grab. Smash and grab. Bust your window. They busted my window and got nothing. Got nothing. I had nothing in my car. They took my backpack. My backpack was full of nothing but my instructor's material for school busing. That was it. Nothing. My laptop wasn't in there because I had had it in my hand and I got out the car and I stuck it in between the seat. So, saved me. Busted window. This was while I was sitting in a restaurant, could see my car. Never heard the window bust. So, Mayor Shang Tao, you're a failure. They need to recall you is what they need to do. You should be impeached, recalled, whatever y'all want to call it, but you should be gone. You are a horrible mayor. And I thought the woman, Libby Schaff, was worse. But you really took this thing to a whole new level. Everybody is not meant to be in politics. And you shouldn't have won this anyway. You won unfairly. It's just totally unfair. So, don't be mad when people give their decisions or opinions or anything. Because at the end of the day, it's their opinion. He's a food critic. He had every right to say so. Just like I gave my opinion on Mayor Shang Tao. Those of you that support her may not like it. I'm going to do one dig as I go out. Brown Sugar, which was a restaurant that was here in Oakland. Tanya Holland, I think it was her name, was the owner. Horrible woman. My experience with her was horrible. Was the food good? No. It was hit and miss. I went once, the food was good. Went back a second time, and the food wasn't good. But my interactions with her and how she treated my people that came there were horrible. And yes, I wrote a long review on Yelp and didn't care about spell check. I don't care how it came out. But her people came back talking crazy to me. How are you going to talk crazy to me about my experience? It's not yours. It's my experience. We tipped very well. The staff was amazing. But this woman's words to my sister about us coming there was what sent me all the way over the roof. And she never had to worry about me ever coming back there again because I vowed to never step foot in there again. And I vowed to never support anything she does. Let me tell you, when you are a customer service oriented business, it is your job 100% to be friendly, to be personable, to be nice to people who spend their hard-earned money on your product or to try to support your business because they don't have to. So why should I spend my money? Why should somebody spend their money when you're being a rude-ass person for no reason? You got into a customer service base where I sell a product type of business. If you want to be mean and evil, do a business where nobody has to see you. And you can be in the background all the time. But when you get into a public restaurant, a store, a clothing store, wineries, making wine, all of this requires your ass to be nice to people so that they can purchase your stuff. But if you can't do that, why should anybody give you any money? Think about that. Your boy, Christopher Terrence Jones, I'm out. You guys have an amazing week. Hey, hey. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Don't keep this to yourself. This is an amazing show. It's an amazing journey that I'm on. And I always keep it 100 real. I'm always telling you the truth. Go over to ChristopherTerrenceJones.com. Make sure you sign up for the mailing list. Make sure you come out wine tour. I promise you, I'm going to give you great customer service. You're going to have an amazing time. I'm going to bend over backwards to make sure that you have a memorable experience, because that's what customer service is all about. I'm out. Have a great week, month, year, and life. Peace.